superstars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamualaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, Monday, September 20th. Already, it's your Monday. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fed. Hi, guys.
Hi. Morning.
How are you all doing?
The question is, how are you doing?
Yeah, I was going to turn it around on you as well.
No, I'm bad. I've done my back. So I did my back 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I felt like yesterday was better than today. I woke up yesterday was all right. And then I woke up this morning. I think it's just stiff as, so
I'm stretching, just, stretching,
I'm
stretching.
I'm stretching right now on the ground here in the studio. I've got one of those traction machines at home where you hang upside down.
Yeah.
I did that this morning for a little bit.
It's like the back cave in Chris's house.
What do you mean? Like you hang from...
It's like a contraption. You hook your feet in and then it's like a bed that flips upside down.
Do you flip yourself or do you need someone to flip?
I usually need someone to help me go back up, but I had to do it on my own because everyone was sleeping this morning.
Oh, you did it this morning?
Yeah, man. I had to do it. So I just took some Burofen. So hopefully they'll kick in the next hour. You'll probably tell. But yeah, the pain right now it's about a 7 out of 10. Ooh. So hopefully it'll drop down to about 4.
Oh, gosh.
The joys. I've got some treatment today. So hopefully, hopefully it only lasts. Hopefully this lasts for a week and it's not like you, Ross, where you had it and then you had to have surgery.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. But yeah, hope it's not as bad as that.
Just another thing that Rossi and I have we share. We like to go through our ailments together.
We're so competitive that we like to get the same illnesses.
Yeah. What are you having next, Ross? Because I want to have it.
Oh, I don't know. Hope nothing.
Yeah. Listen, we're ready to go, though. Come on. We've got a big one lined up. OMG, to kick off some more good news for me, my credit card got hacked.
Wow. Oh. What a fun weekend it's been for
this
you.
This has been great. I can't wait to share it with you because, I don't know, hacking is huge, right? And there's more and more. It's more and more prevalent right now. Is that a good word? Prevalent?
Prevalent. That's a great word.
I don't usually use that word.
Where did they spend the money?
In London.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ross is like, hold on, I just borrowed your credit card for a second, Chris.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, they got me good. I want to tell you about that coming up. Expo 2020 Dubai. We're not too far away right now. And yes, it looks like they've announced the artist performing at the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
So we'll hear from that very, very soon. But who is up and about? Who's up? Be our first caller of the morning. Maybe you got some tips for my lower back. I don't know. 04-871-5544. Give me a call right now. Come on. 04-871-5544. Let's get you on next, all right? Let's get you on. Be our first caller of the show. What was I going to say? Weather-wise, pretty nice this morning.
It's so lovely right now, right?
Wasn't there none of that weird humidity?
Even last night, I was outside with my parents, and it was really nice. We were walking around. It was so nice.
Maybe it's coming. Maybe it's coming.
Ooh.
Yeah, my parents are going home, so it's going to get nice now.
Of course.
The Chris Fayed Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
What up, Julia? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. What are you doing?
On the way to school.
There we go. So you're a student, it sounds like.
Thank you, but I'm a teacher.
No, I'm only playing. So what do you teach? What grade?
I'm high school PE and on the way to coach volleyball right now. Sports are back on, so it's awesome for the kids.
That's cool.
Yeah.
PE.
Early morning practice.
PE was like my favorite class, I think. That was just like my favorite. And the PE teachers were usually cool. They were usually.
Oh, yeah.
Were all your PE teachers cool?
No. If you forgot your kit, you had to do it in your underpants.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
They made you do your PE in your underwear.
If you forgot your kit, yeah.
What school did you go to? That's horrible.
That's fun.
That's like you can get arrested for that now. That's
pretty fun.
There's some of the things that happened at our school when we were younger. Yeah. You'd be arrested right now.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like I used to get the strap. We used to get a leather belt.
I can't believe
that.
That's capital punishment.
Insane.
Yeah, they'll smash your hands if you did it wrong.
It's terrible.
Yeah, none of that's happening at your school, I'm guessing, Julia.
No, we're all positive, just happy to be back in person since COVID.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's cool, right? Like, because you were saying, because for all of last year, you couldn't do PE, like outdoor sports, right?
snow was quite strict and tough on the kids. Like, they weren't moving at all. So now it's great. They keep their masks on, still socially distanced, but kind of a less distance. And we can do way more. And it's just, it's awesome.
That's awesome stuff. Well, listen, have a great day at school. Say hello to everyone for us as well, miss, all right?
I will, and I'm sorry about your back. I hope that's better soon. Hang in there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's got to, it can't last forever. It can't last forever,
no,
right?
No.
But no, all good. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's very sweet. Amro, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
What's going on? You're walking your dog right now.
At the moment, yes, I'm walking my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Marley.
Marley. That's so cute. So Marley and me. Isn't that a movie?
Yeah.
Is your dog a golden retriever?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty's lit up when you said golden retriever.
Didn't say anything.
She lit up. I saw a beautiful smile.
Didn't say a word.
How old's your dog?
14 months.
Ah.
14 months.
How old's yours?
He's huge. He's like 40 kg.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
When he was a puppy, did you have him as a puppy?
No, not really. I took him like 3 months back. Anyway, it's a long story. I'm calling just to check for your back. Please seek medical attention. a lot of stretching and maybe Bikram yoga.
Yeah, but no, I'm doing it now. Like I'm
Bikram yoga is great.
Yeah, no, but sometimes yoga is not good for your back. People think that yoga is like good for your neck and your back. You've got to do it the right way. You can't just start doing yoga because you can actually damage it more. And that is me as a yogi.
Oh, God.
Pilates.
We're not telling you to go stand upside down on your neck, Chris, but like some basic stretches in a warmer room could help.
When I used to have real bad neck issues, I used to do yoga, and then this specialist said, hey, don't do that. That's actually not what you want to do. So, like, I learned that over the years. You know what is better? Pilates, though.
Yeah, Pilates.
Because Pilates, like, not as much. Well. It's more like...
movements.
Yeah. It's good getting old. Like, I love this. It's so fun. So fun, right? Well, listen, you enjoy your dog, Marley, and Amro, we'll talk to you soon, bro, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye, man. Oh, Ash, my buddy at the gym, says, come down to the gym. I'll fix you in 10 minutes. And I went, I've replied to him on Instagram going, oof, what a claim. I said, I'll be there. He says, I've accumulated a lot of tricks over the last 10 years. He's a strongman. He came in, remember, Ash?
He played
the body double of The Rock.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't it Misha's partner?
Yeah.
Misha's fiancé.
Yeah.
Who does the shows here.
So he says 10 minutes, we'll put him to the test. If it doesn't work, Ash, Misha gets fired. Imagine that.
No.
You'll be all right.
I just took how long does it take to Burofen to kick in?
You need a Voltaren, never mind.
I think it's the same thing.
Nah, Voltaren's stronger.
Nah, I don't want too much stronger than this stuff. I get the hot sweats every time I take Burofen.
I know what's going to fix this.
What?
Do you want some Starbies?
Yeah, I'll have some coffee. I mean, Nala knows how much pain I'm in. She hasn't even brought in the coffee. It's just
because you hammered her coffee yesterday. You said it was the worst coffee ever. What do you want from Starbies, guys?
Call it Starbucks. I can't handle Starbies. I'm not calling Starbucks.
I do
Starbies.
It on purpose.
Give me a double shot latte, please. Hot, thanks. Okay.
Done.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, we are speaking the Emmys. What's happening?
We'll get to the Emmys in just a sec. I just want to point you to Adele's Instagram because she just went Instagram official with her boyfriend, Rich Paul. She posted a series of black and white photos from the photo booth. It was from the wedding of Anthony Davis, LA Lakers player, over the weekend. Mm. Rich Paul is a sports agent, so obviously he's in that whole zone. She captioned the series of photos from the wedding with a red heart emoji, so she hasn't explicitly said, hey, this is my boyfriend, Rich Paul. Remember I showed you the photo and you were like, who's that? And I'm like, that's Adele.
Yeah, she looks fantastic, Adele. Yeah, I just find it so amazing that Adele is at the Anthony Davis, who's one of the greatest basketball players in the league right now. She's just at the. She's
going to be at every single NBA thing because of her boyfriend.
Do you think they're like, hey, Adele, do you mind just getting up on stage and just singing?
So help me understand.
It's pretty cool that you've just got this voice in your crowd.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's Adele. So cool. Congratulations. She deserves to be happy. What else you got for
us? Okay, let's talk the Emmys. The 73rd Primetime Emmys are on in Los Angeles. Cedric the Entertainer is playing host. The Crown and The Mandalorian lead the pack of nominations with 24 each. WandaVision scored 23 nominations, while Ted Lasso has 20. The show opened up with the room singing along to the late Biz Markie, who we lost earlier this year, his song Just a Friend. And this is Rita Wilson, wife of Tom Hanks, rapping during the song.
Hulu, Hulu, they have so much TV. Busted HBO Max, I got for free. And this rap wouldn't be complete. I gotta give a shout out to Sesame Street. So many characters.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
That's Burton and his business. We don't care about that.
The rhyme's about over, is about to end. Just wanna say TV, you are my best friend.
You got what I need. But you say you're just a friend.
I love this song.
But you say you're just a friend. Come on.
You.
So the whole room is singing.
You got what I need.
Yeah, good song.
But you say you're just a friend. But you say it's just a friend.
Awesome stuff. Love that.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
The first win of the night went to Hannah Waddingham for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for Ted Lasso. That is the Jason Sudeikis series. And she just couldn't believe it. Of course, thanked Jason in her speech.
I want to watch this, Ted Lasso.
Good,
yeah,
so
it's good. Yeah.
Sorry. Jason, you've changed my life with this. And more importantly, my baby girls. And I will work for you for as long as you'll let me, because I'm honestly so privileged to work with you. I really am. Oh my God, I'm giving a speech to the Emmys!
So cool.
She's so cool.
So cool.
But one of my favorite moments from the Emmys had to be Evan Peters, who picked up the award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series for Mayor of Easttown. That's the Kate Winslet show, right?
Okay.
So he went on stage, he was thanking everyone, and he thanked Kate Winslet in just the cutest way ever.
Kate Winslet for being Kate Winslet!
That's
Thank
it.
You, Kate Winslet, for being Kate Winslet.
That's it, right?
And that is the Emmys.
That's so cool. Thank you so much, Pretty Molly. Get us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Sounds like me when I woke up this morning. Oh, 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 oh.
Lovely.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
I'll put my back out, just letting everyone know.
Okay. But do you let everyone know in the house that you've put your back out at 4 a.m.?
No. When I wake up in the mornings, I'm nice and quiet. I'm like a cat. I ponder around the house very, very slowly.
To the West Wing and take a shower in the other bathroom.
That's right. Morning, Virgin Radio. So overnight, it was announced. Expo 2020 Dubai, the artists performing at the grand opening, the opening ceremony of Expo 2020 Dubai. This looks fantastic.
Let's throw it over to Big Rossi for all the details.
All right, Ross, what have you got? Come on, tell us who's performing.
Well, the one and only Andrea Bocelli.
Lossy.
So cool.
What an amazing voice that guy's got. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Ellie Goulding is going to be performing as well.
Oh, that's great. She's obviously got bunch of hits, probably one of the biggest. We're gonna let it burn, burn. This one on my mind. This was a great song.
This was a good song, actually. Yeah.
Remember this one?
She did lots of stuff with Calvin Harris as well.
I love this one as well. Remember this one?
Yeah.
She's got a lot of songs, you know.
She's great.
So Ellie Goulding, Bocelli. Who else we got?
Mohamed Abdo.
Oh, yeah. Great artist, actually. Yeah, yeah. Great artist.
And there's loads of local acts as well that are going to be appearing down here. Some international pianists by the name of Lang Lang. He's famous.
Okay, Lang Lang, yeah.
And Angelique Kid Joe. I think she's a Grammy winner.
It's good when you start sentences with, I think.
Yeah.
What about Andra Day? She's a Golden Globe winning actress, a singer, and a songwriter.
Okay.
Grammy nominated. So, loads of artists going to be appearing down there for the opening ceremony, 30th of September at the Al Wassel Plaza.
That's 10 days away, guys. 10 days away.
Crazy.
To Expo 2020 Dubai officially lands. I am in.
Well, that's the question we've got to ask, isn't it?
They haven't.
Just need to look at me like that, and I know what you're thinking.
Duvet should be performing at the grand opening of the Expo. That's all we're saying. We'd do it for free.
I mean, I think we could slot in nicely between Andrea Bocelli and Ellie Goulding.
I think we could slot in really anywhere.
Well, maybe headliner.
headliner.
I think we've got more Paul Duvet than Ellie Goulding does, to the truth. And, you know, that's no word of a lie.
Yeah. And the followers we have on Instagram as well. You know, that's what people have got to think these
Who
days.
Who would like to see Duvet perform at the grand opening of the Expo 20 to Dubai? 2020 Dubai, call us 04871 5544.
I think we should do something like We Are the World by Michael Jackson.
I was thinking Time of Your Life, Green Day.
No.
Because we're going to have the time of your life.
We are the world.
That's a sad song.
We are the world.
Yeah, that's a good song.
We are the world.
Because then it's like about unity and bringing the world together.
We are the future. All right, you ready?
Hold on.
Well, you're going to do it now. Whoa.
Yeah.
Ready for what? Singing now.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, Duvet, we'll put him on... You know, we'll show Expo 2020 Dubai, the organisers. They're missing out.
No, I've got lots of people who are on the way to the school and stuff, teachers who know me now. I can't do it now.
You ready to do it?
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Sorry, Ellie. Can you make the screen bigger, please? Can't see it.
There comes a time when you hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
Sing it, Michael.
People dying and the time to lend hand in life is the greatest gift of all. Expo 2020.
Go!
We can't go on pretending day by day.
Someone, somewhere will soon make a change.
We're all a part of God's great big family.
Yeah.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Come on, boys.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a better day. So let's start giving.
There's a choice we're making. I don't know this song. We're saying our own lives. It's true. We'll make a better day. Just you and me.
Marwa, hi Marwa, how you doing?
My name is Nadine. I'm her daughter.
You're whose daughter?
Marwa's daughter.
Yeah.
Hi, Marwa's daughter.
Hi, Marwa's daughter. How are you? What would you want to say?
I'm good. I wanted to say that I'd really like it if you guys could perform at the Expo.
See, that's our audience right there.
Thank you.
That is our demographic, and the Expo is all about kids. We are the world. We are the children.
We are the ones
to make a better day.
So let's not grow it.
Let's not grow
it. It's just when I make
Expo, spell it
EXPO
2020 Dubai, Dubai.
I think we got the gig.
Sign us up. We'll do it for free.
It's the second like sort of audition we've done, and no one's contacting us.
That's it.
We are Duvet, the world's best cover band, and eBay, founded in California, 1995. That were the questions that
Layla got wrong. Yeah. What's wrong, Chris? Oh my god. Rossi,
we're falling apart.
Hold on, I need
Rossi, there's a lot of blood.
Sit down, Rossi, sit down. Tilt your head back.
Help!
Tilt your head back.
Help!
Pinch the bridge of your nose.
Sorry guys, we are literally falling apart. I have I have come in with a bad back. I can't really move right now. I'm on some medication for it. So always look after your body. And Rossi has a bleeding nose, but a really bad one.
Like up.
We're not. Don't pick your nose, kids. All right? I've kept telling Uncle Rossi, stop picking your nose. And because of the dryness of the air conditioning in the studio, he always has his finger up his nose. And now it's bleeding profusely. That's a big word. Yeah, I'll come and help you. I've got to go help Uncle Rossi, everyone. So, Pretty, you're the only one that seems to be doing okay here.
Yeah.
As usual, in the 12 years that we've been doing this show, you are the only one that is, touch wood, always super good and healthy. So the show is over to you. I'm going to go help Rossi with
Okay, so I've got the update.
Oh, goodness,
he's not going to make it. I've got the update on the Emmys coming up. One actor has won his first ever, and you're going to be surprised to hear who. Plus, there's a fight that broke out at Olivia Rodrigo's show. Can you hit the button?
Yeah, hold on, let me just...
Eddie, hit the button!
If I crouch...
We'll do gossip next.
If I crouch down, my back...
Hit the button!
My back will crack when I crouch. Hold on.
Eddie.
Oh, you hear that?
Hey, it's Gina.
We're okay. Yeah, we're okay.
That was all right.
Rossi is doing all right now.
Sorted it.
Sorry, Rossi. Uncle Rossi had a bleeding nose, everyone. We've just fixed that up.
Yes.
I've got him all right. Just lay down there, mate. Just lay down.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
Let me just check your blood pressure again. Take two breaths for me, please.
Can you hear the blockedness, doctor?
I can.
Sorry.
Yeah, let me just take another deep breath for me, please. Just another deep breath.
Through the mouth or the nose?
Through the nose, and then we'll go through the mouth, please. Okay, I'm...
Code blue.
Oh.
Code blue.
Okay. Rossi.
Yep.
This is so bad. I can't even explain how bad this
Rossi,
is.
Rossi, I
right
love
now.
You.
You guys are so weird.
Rossi. I can't go before I've heard the gossip. What's coming up?
Tell him what's coming up in the gossip. I'll save him.
Olivia Rodrigo's first ever performance ruined. Why? I'll tell you next.
Rossi, I love you. Rossi doing much better right now. You feel good now?
Thank you, yes.
Feel all right?
Mm. Chris, we just got a text message. Just says, sorry, guys, not funny. Code Blue and joking about stuff like that. Big time fan, but that wasn't very well thought about.
Well, it was just live. It was nothing thought about. Of course, it's live.
It was all Chris's idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks all for right, the good news there.
To be honest, is anything really well thought out on this show?
I mean, yeah, I wasn't thinking about anything. It was all happening live. What was I supposed to do?
It was your idea.
What idea?
See you later.
Give you a bloody nose.
Bye.
Where are you going?
Chris's fault.
I didn't do anything wrong. It was all live. It was real.
Just do the gossip.
How's your bleeding nose now?
It's okay now.
You're not supposed to tilt your head back, by the way, when you get a bleeding nose.
A couple of text messages say the same thing, yep.
Yeah, you know what I realized? One of the best ways to get rid of a bleeding nose, I remember reading this and thinking to myself, no, this can't be true. But
it was on the internet.
Yeah, it did work. I put a rubber band around my thumb. So you get a rubber band and you wrap it around your thumb.
Right.
And then it draws the blood to your thumb and slows it down in your nose. It worked for me. I'm not condoning it. I'm not a doctor. But I tried it. That's all I'm going to say.
Did your nose change color?
Nope. And it got bigger. Look.
Oh, yeah.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
We'll get some more advice on bleeding noses shortly. First, though, Pretty Malik, all the goss, she spends so much time doing it. Let's pay her the respect.
You know, she's in here. I came in early this morning. Like 4:45 a.m.
Yeah, she gets in.
4:30, actually.
4:30.
Anything she can do to escape her husband.
Is that what it is?
No. Anything I can do to get some peace and quiet in the studio so I can actually get some work done.
Do it.
So, Olivia Rodrigo played her first big show at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas this weekend. While she was performing Driver's License, a fight broke out in the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Two women exchanging blows near the stage. This video's gone viral. Ultimately, someone stepped in and separated them. No idea who they are. No idea why they were fighting. All we know is that Olivia Rodrigo sounded amazing in the background.
Ready
Do we know what they were fighting about?
No, literally no idea. No,
yeah, Olivia Rodrigo sounding absolutely fantastic live, yeah.
Let's talk about the 73rd Primetime Emmys. Back with an audience, back with everyone there, everyone glammed up, dressed up. Cedric the Entertainer is hosting. It kicked off with a bunch of actors on stage, including Rita Wilson, a.k.a. Tom Hanks' wife, rapping to the late Biz Markie's Just a Friend.
Hulu, who knew they had so much TV? Just TV, HBO Max, I got for free. And this rap would
She can actually rap for, I think she's like close to 60, right?
So many characters I love, in fact. That's Burton and his business, we don't care about.
She reminds me of like Macy Gray.
Yeah. Just wanna say TV.
You got what I need. What you say is just a friend. What you say is just
such a great song.
Yep.
So that's the Emmys. That's Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, and she's an amazing actress as well.
Totally. And the first Emmy win, Jason Sudeikis. He finally got it for Ted Lasso.
One of my favorite actors, Jason Sudeikis.
He is so amazing, and I'm telling you, this show, if you haven't seen it, it's just so brilliant.
I haven't yet.
It's nominated for 20 Emmys. Wow. They've won a few already. It's so good. This is Jason Sudeikis. Now, he actually started out in Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah.
So he got up on stage and wanted to thank Lorne Michaels, who's the creator of Saturday Night Live, but he went missing. Have a listen.
Yeah, heck of a year. I would say that, you know, this show is about family. This show is about mentors and teachers. This show is about teammates. And I wouldn't be here without those three, you know, things in my life. I want to thank folks at SNL. I want to thank Lauren, who went to go take a now. Perfect. Oy, oy, oy. He's going to get home. He's going to watch it. He loves watching the Emmys at home. It's fine. It's fine. Which home is the big question?
Oh, I love Jason. He thanked his kids, did not thank his ex, Olivia Wilde.
Why was he going to thank his ex for?
She's just, you know, give a shout out. Hey, you know, my kids and their amazing mom.
Is that Olivia Wilde, the one that Harry Styles is?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, if I was winning an award, I'm not thanking my ex-wife. Like, I'm not going to go up there now and be like, thanks to...
But some do when they're on good terms, you know? Like, when they're on good terms, you'll say, hey,
shout out. That takes a while. That takes a while for that. Didn't they just break up like a year ago or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be thanking your ex-wife now.
I'm not throwing shade at him. I'm just telling you what happened.
Because
a lot of people will be wondering, did he thank Olivia Wilde? So I'm just telling you he didn't. I'm not giving you an opinion on it.
Okay, well, there we go. Jason Sudeikis, TV show called Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Great. I only hear good things about it, obviously, with all the Emmy nominations. That's definitely one to watch. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Thank you. So there I am in the car driving, right? And especially when we were traveling as a family in the States.
Oh, in L.A., yeah.
In L.A., and I had a larger car, like an SUV.
Yeah.
And the kids are in the back, and my kids are amazing, right?
Yeah.
But there were some times where every time we got in the car, there were a few things going on. A, they're on TikTok.
Like
and
scrolling.
And they're scrolling, and they're like just talking, and they're singing, or they're arguing. Hey, that's my son, that's my seatbelt, why are you taking my seatbelt? Or honestly, it's like The Simpsons. Are we there yet? How long do we get there? Are we there yet? Are you... So Brianna and I are sitting up front, and I'm just like, we're cruising, just want good music on. And they're just nonstop, and I have to keep going, hey, keep it down. turn your iPads down.
Stop fighting.
Yeah, stop. It was nonstop.
And
yeah.
Obviously, LA traffic does not help the
You're
situation.
In the car for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how do like family cars not have a divider that you press a button and the window comes up and just and blocks it out.
Like in limos.
Like a limousine would.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How have we not? Because I'm telling you now, as a family guy, I would buy a car that had that divider. So when the kids are doing whatever they want in the back, being loud, arguing, listening to whatever.
No.
Silence.
No.
And you're in your own little cabin.
But would you?
That's the wrong one. You want to separate the kids. Because You can't just leave them fighting in the back and shut the window.
Don't care.
So do you want? Like that divider to have like a little peephole, like something that you can see what the kids are up to?
Yeah, no, no. It's clear. It's clear. I'm not saying that I need to be blackened out.
Okay.
I want to see what it is, right? So just a clear see through, and you can just see them in the back. They've got a little system where they can talk and they can be like, Dad, can you put it down now? We'll make sure we behave. No.
Intercom.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
What have you done?
The microphone. Let me just fix it. Hold on.
What just happened?
I think I broke the microphone.
Okay.
That sounds better. But would any parent want this option in their car? Let's say you buy a car, and the car salesman or woman says, "Hey, for an extra 1,500 dirhams, we can put the divider from the front to the back seat. What would you like it?" I'm in. Like I'm like, take my money. Right now. Anyone else with me? Because I don't understand how cars, and there are big car companies like the Lincoln Navigator, like that's a huge car. It's got every option possible. Put a divider in there. Kia just dropped a new SUV. Put it in there. Eddie, you've got a Ford Explorer or something. What have you got, the big one?
Yeah, Ford Explorer.
I mean, would you not want, you're a father, wouldn't you want that divider?
100%. Right? The amount of noise and bickering and nagging, like, it's like, come on, guys, just keep quiet.
You know, 04-871-5544. Am I onto something here? Do we start talking to the car companies about this? 04-871-5544. Because the other option is, I'm thinking about like trying to create one, then going on to Shark Tank. And like go to Shark Tank and be like, oh, this fits in any car. It divides them instantly.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My kids like to argue about who's looking out of each one's window. Don't look out of my window. Like, what? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because kids do argue about the weirdest things.
Stop looking out of my window.
That's my seatbelt. Don't plug your seatbelt into mine. They all fit. Just plug it in any seatbelt.
Ridiculous.
I just want to put the press and then just silence listening to the music that I want to listen to.
I think you're onto something here, though, Chris.
Honestly.
The calls are coming in. Look,
do you know
this.
What I mean? Like, what? And then we're just like in the front going, yeah. I've got the profanity version as well. You let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. Kids could be listening to Dora in the back.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Rana, do you feel me, Rana?
Yes, my husband and I talk about it the whole time. We can never have a day out without fighting.
Yes.
Oh, he touched me. He looked at me. He breathed in my face. He's in my face.
He's in my face. Yeah.
They're 11 and 5, and I just want to, I can't. You know,
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So just the button, and then you're in your own little haven.
Yeah. They want to fight. They could do it by themselves, but leave me out of it.
It's so true. I'm 100% on this. And it couldn't cost the car company that much just to put a window in the center area or, I don't know, I don't know what. Like
maybe
like
it's not taxis. Safe. It's not safe,
you know,
Chris.
Like a taxi.
A taxis have that.
But an automated one.
Oh, so you have the option of getting
Yeah, I don't want it there full time. You know what I mean? Like, Sherry, what are your thoughts, Sherry?
Well, I mean, to be honestly speaking, I used to think that I'm the only one thinking about that idea, but I'm relieved that someone else is also thinking the same.
Yeah, man.
Bad parents.
Yeah, we're bad parents, but no, we want our own peace and quiet when we're stuck in that traffic. We got to concentrate.
I mean, absolutely. And to be honest, you are right. I mean, it's not a huge invention if they make a divider. You just kind of press a button and it just goes up. Yeah. And
like these big American cars, GMC, Chevrolet. Yeah. Well, you got a Tahoe.
I got a Tahoe.
The Tahoe would be perfect. They got TVs everywhere in the Tahoe.
Yeah.
Just from the center. Put it somewhere. I don't know where.
Wouldn't it be better though to split the kids?
No, you don't want to put the kids on their own.
Well, they won't argue.
They're still going to talk to you. I don't want the kids talking to me, Ross.
Why do you understand me? Put them in a different car.
Sahar, what are your thoughts? Yeah. You like this?
Oh my God, yes.
How many kids
do
you have?
That's a great. I have two.
Uh-huh.
A 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're always fighting and screaming and demanding and wanting things. And oh my God. And I have a Tahoe, and please, whoever is listening, I need this.
Car companies, I mean, Elon Musk with your Tesla, come on.
Yeah, you should have done it.
We want a divider. We want one. Talal, you think a 7-seater is the answer?
Yeah, it's the same. I have a Tahoe. Put them in the back of the seat. Believe me,
and nuclear can erupt there. You won't hear anything.
You won't hear it that big, the car. Nah, you can still, you're still hearing it, man. I the car that we had in the States was a 7-seater. I had him in the back. I'm still hearing it. Nah,
why don't you go the whole way, Chris, and put the kids in a trailer?
Yeah, put him, just get it attached at the back.
Yeah.
Put him, don't take him at all. Muskan, you love the idea. We want this in all our cars.
Definitely. I think I relate to your story. We went to LA. We did a road trip, throughout California. And we had three boys. They constantly kept fighting and, irritating each other. And I think boys love to annoy each other.
Yep, agreed. So, agreed.
That never changes. I feel...
yep. Well, you'll see me next year on Shark Tank. Paola.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Now tell everyone how many kids you have.
I have 8 children, but
what?
I have 6 boys and 2 girls.
You have what? 8 children, 6 boys, 2 girls. I think they're all under the age of like 15 or 16, right?
Yeah, my eldest is she's 16, and then you can count all the way to 1.
Wow.
Bless you, mama.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Bless you.
That is unbelievable.
Thank you.
That is applaud right now.
Right.
Hey,
like,
woo! Hey, so woo!
Thank you.
Hold on. What car do you have? Like, when you got to go to the mall, do you just decide, is it like, all right, you can come, you're staying at home, you can come. Does everyone go?
Yeah, everyone. It's like, Friday has to be, is a rule. They have to come out with us to have lunch.
But how do you fit in the car?
What do you got, a van?
So we have a GMC Sabana.
Oh, that's a huge car.
How many? Oh, I love those cars.
Oh, that's like the A-Team car.
Yes, it's a car that I've always wanted.
I was looking at that, yeah.
When you were talking about like the Divider and the American cars, I was thinking, no, I just have to say everybody shuts up.
Everyone shuts up?
Because, they're just so noisy and they make me crazy in the car.
Mom, how do you do 8 kids? Like, how is that? Like, I mean, I got 2 and... I want to pull my hair out sometimes, right? And you've got 8. I mean, were you always wanting to have 8 children?
I wanted to have 6, but,
Another 2 came out.
The kids were asking for sisters, so I had to try for a sister. The last one was a sister, thank God.
So what, you did 6 boys straight up?
Yes, can you imagine?
Wow. You deserve some sort of an award or something. I don't know what, but you need something.
Thank you so much. No, I do. I think I do.
Yes.
I go crazy every day. And the school run. They listen to you guys.
How's your school fees?
Well, imagine. You can imagine.
Your school? I mean,
it's like a $500,000 probably per year.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How many nannies? You got some nannies?
No, I just got 1.
You got 1 nanny as well? You're a machine.
I cannot stand. I mean, imagine. The kids are a lot of work. Imagine the nannies as well. No way.
Do you have to do you teach your kids how to get ready like from a young age?
Yes. I mean, they were very independent from the beginning. I'm South American, so we are used to this, like we don't spoil kids.
So let me ask you, go out for dinner. What's the average bill at? Do you know?
Around, not dinner, maybe lunch, 1,000 to 200, something like that.
That's, you got to feed that many people. That's you're married, obviously. You got your husband?
Yeah. we're Emiratis. But yeah.
Got a couple of Ferraris in that yard somewhere? Is there a Ferrari sitting there?
Oh, come on. Hey. No, he has his sports cars, but not really like his. We're normal life.
I love that. I love hearing this story. I've always, 8 children.
That's a lot.
It's going to be nice, though, because you're going to have loads of family
around
you.
Can I tell you a story?
Sorry, Rossi was saying?
I was just going to say, when you get older, everyone's going to be around you, right? 8
That's
kids.
That's true. 8 kids. What were you saying, Paola?
Yeah, I just, we went to South America for holidays.
Mm.
And the plane left us because it was a chaos at the airport. We had to, at the end, our embassy helped us to get out through the airport because it's a very busy airport in Colombia.
Yeah, and you got eight children. How do you check it in? I struggle checking in 3 of us. You got 8 children.
No, really.
How many bags?
They had 15 bags and 8 cabin bags. So you can imagine. I was so late. When I told them to pack their bags, they were like, yes, it's already done. When I went to check, it was like 6 in the morning. We have to leave at 10 a.m. So I had to rearrange everything because nothing was fitting on the bag.
That's unbelievable. That's Paula. Eight kids. Give her a round of applause. Well done. Oof. Love that. All right. Hang out. News up next. We're running late. This is Virgin Radio. Definitely going to have another kid if she can do eight. If you don't like music, well, listen to this show because we're playing the least out of all the shows on the station, all right?
Yes.
All the other shows will play more music than what we play.
Chris, don't admit it.
No, I'll just be straight out with you. We will play more entertaining games like this from Big Rossi.
Yes, thank you. So I need some echo first.
Okay.
Two testing. Echo sounds good. Well done, Chris. Thanks for doing that.
Any time.
I think I'll do an intro for you. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready to go.
Okay, then here we go. It's time for the world's greatest game in the world, like ever and stuff. It is Celebrity Rhyme Time.
Great intro.
Thank you, just did that.
Okay. Great intro.
So what's going to happen here is I'm going to give you a scenario that a celebrity is doing or an item. You have to give me a rhyming answer. Would you like an example?
As long as it's not the James Bond falls into a pond.
Prince William's wife is competing at a racket sport involving shuttlecocks.
Kate Middleton is playing badminton.
Correct. The answer has to rhyme.
Okay, I get you. So the celebrity and then rhyme it with whatever else it's got to rhyme with.
Nala, keep score because we're going to get competitive here now. I think we need to wake up a bit, all right?
Here we go. I'm awake. What's
wrong
with you?
We're awake. You're not awake.
You're the one that's half asleep every day.
Let's get competitive. Wake you guys up. Here we go.
We're awake. It's you that's not awake.
How are we buzzing in?
With your names, please.
People call you Jeff.
Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Okay, question number one. British spy with a license to kill has decided to dye his hair yellow.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
James Bond has decided to go blonde.
James Bond well has done. Gone blonde. I'll take the answer.
Thank you.
1-0 to Chris. Number two. The drummer from the Beatles is consuming a very expensive food.
Chris. Ringo Starr is eating caviar.
Oh, my gosh. Pretty.
Well done.
Step your game up.
Well done.
That's 2-0.
I'm good at this life.
The Walrus of Love soul singer.
What?
Who sang You're My First, Last and Everything.
Wait, have you got this game from like 1984?
Like, I didn't know Ringo's last name.
Who's this? You're my once, oh, you're my everything. I don't know who that sings.
Walrus of Love.
Walrus.
The big guy.
Walrus.
Yeah.
Who?
We use his music all the time when we're doing love.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, he can't.
Oh, okay.
He's illiterate.
Chris.
Yes.
Barry White.
Yeah.
Is illiterate. Is not feeling all right.
Preeti, Barry White can't read or write.
That is word perfect. Well done, Preeti.
That's not fair. He probably could. Is he dead?
I don't know.
He died, did pass away.
Yeah. Oh.
So a very large and live calamari has lost out on eBay to someone who paid more money.
Chris.
Preeti's in there.
A squid.
What type of squid?
A squid. A giant squid. Yeah. Lost out on someone who paid more quid.
It's got to rhyme.
It rhymes. Squid and quid.
What
rhymes.
Happens when somebody on eBay
has lost
outbid,
out?
Outbid.
Has been outbid.
Outbid. No one gets that point. We both got it wrong.
Okay.
Can I get some Barry White music, thanks? What's this?
This is a remix.
No. Guys. This is not Barry. Guys, this is Barry Manilow.
Oh, yes. At the Copa.
Guys.
Copa Cabana.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome down to the Celebrity Primetime Game. I'm your host, Big Rossi.
Her name was Lola.
Oh, yeah.
She was a showgirl.
My ex-girlfriend's mum was Lola.
Hit that vocal. Really?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Shy. Who? My ex or the mom?
Lola.
You know he's only interested in the mom.
Yeah, true. Just wait for the chorus and then we'll go back into this game.
They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa? Copa Cabana.
Yeah. Oh. The hottest spot north of Havana.
do you know the words?
The Copa.
Yeah.
Copacabana.
Good, Brittany.
Music and fashion are all in the fashion at the Copa.
Cabana.
We fell in love.
This is the last one. Winner takes all. Go.
Martial arts superstar from Enter the Dragon is grabbing a plastic dish. Disc, should I say, that's being thrown through the
Creepy.
Air. Pretty Malik.
Jackie Chan is getting a walk, grabbing a Walkman. CD Walkman.
That's not right.
That's not right.
But
now,
it rhymes.
Now I get to do it again. Could you please tell me again?
But it rhymes.
He's not even in Into the Dragon.
I don't even know the movie. I don't know what movie this is.
Token Chinese fighter,
no.
Asian. And
I don't even know what movie it is.
Please stop shouting. People are listening to this show.
I've got
have some respect for
I
them.
I do have a feeling that today's show may be a little bit annoying.
Go ahead.
Martial arts superstar from Enter the Dragon is grabbing a plastic disc that's being thrown through the air. He's going down to duck tack with the other guys. And he's playing this.
Enter the Dragon is Jean-Claude.
No.
Is
one of the most famous kung fu fighters.
Bruce Lee.
Right.
Bruce Lee is...
He's throwing a plastic disc through the air.
CD. Bruce Lee is throwing a CD.
No.
A plastic disc record.
It's a sport.
Oh, Shot Bruce put. Lee is, throwing a discus.
What?
None of that
the
rhyme.
Answer has to rhyme. There's a whole league here, I think, that there used to be.
Lee.
At duck tack, they used to play this game.
Lee.
You play it on the beach.
Discus. Frisbee.
Yes.
Say
frisbee.
Bruce Lee is catching a frisbee.
Yes.
Great game there. Thank you very much, Rossi.
Thank you.
Copa Cabana.
No. Ross has got a game coming up in like 5 minutes here, which is great.
Funny you said back.
Mm.
How's your back?
Oh my gosh, my back is so bad right now. I put my back out yesterday, or actually on the weekend I put it out. And then yesterday, the body's an interesting thing because yesterday I thought like, oh, this is so much better. I was feeling so much better.
And then
I woke up this morning. I woke up like an 80-year-old man. Like I could not move out of the bed. I couldn't even get to getting to the studio this morning was not an easy thing.
You've been pacing back and forth in the studio.
Trying to get some movement in it. I've got a Cairo physio appointment straight after the show, so hopefully that'll be good. But you know what? I know the worst. This is a bit of TMI, guys.
Go on.
Tell me.
Too much info story. That's your warning. So I got Brianna to spray some of that deep heat.
Right.
You know the deep heat that it's like that hot and cold stuff
on
my back.
Don't say you sprayed it where it shouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. She sprayed so much of this, and I was standing up. So I'm standing up before I went
to
bed.
I don't want to know.
And I'm like, could you just spray some of this thing? And she's like, yeah. So psh, psh, she sprays it. I'm like, all right, thanks, babe. And then I just walk around to like brush my teeth and do some other stuff. And then I get into bed and I realized it just started dripping down my.
Chris,
I'm going to bed and I'm like, oh, it's burning. Like it was beyond burning. This is a true story, huh? I said to her, I get angry at her, right? I get angry. I go, what did you do? She's like, what? Why'd you spray so much? It's gone all the way down. It's burning everywhere. So I had to go in the shower. I didn't want to have a shower last night, and I had a shower at like 10 p.m., and I'm just scrubbing. This thing doesn't come off. I'm trying everything. Cetaphil. Then I'm using like all these other oils. It is burning.
You needed Imperial.
Burning the whole way.
Imperial leather, that's what you need.
I don't know what I had in there, but let me just tell you, don't ever get that stuff down there. So I got hacked.
What Uh-oh. Happened?
I just realized my credit card, 3,700 dirhams roughly.
Wow.
Hit. The first hit was actually before that. It was on last Thursday. I had a 70 dirham purchase from, I wasn't sure where it was from, but.
That was the tester.
It was. And I don't know if you're like me, but my credit card is attached to so many different things.
Same.
Monthly things that gets taken out from whatever it is, Spotify, Angami, Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Apps, basically.
Or so many different apps. So when the little bits come out, I'm always looking at it and I have a quick look on my phone. The 70 dirhams came out and I wasn't sure. And there's a few things for Fade Fit, even the business, that my personal credit card's attached to. Stuff that you use on digital online for different platforms, etc. So it came through at 70 dirhams and I looked at it and I remember going, well, I don't know that one, but cool, done. And then 2 days later, 3,700 dirhams just from London. It just literally said London.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, hold on a second. I Brianna, I said, hey, did you use my credit card for anything? She's like, no, I didn't. Spoke to the parents because I know dad's got some on my credit card sometimes. I just want to make sure
doesn't have it. Kids, not that they have the credit card, but I know that their iPads are attached or were attached before I took them out.
Yeah.
No idea. Called the bank. Bank was really good. And they basically just said, hey, we'll put the claim in.
Yeah.
We'll get our fraud team onto it. And we'll let you know from there. But we have to cancel your credit card. I said, no problem.
Yeah.
Cancel the credit card.
They'll send you a new one. You have to file a claim and fill out the form and do all that.
I you know me.
You didn't do that, did you?
I said, I'm not filling out a form because they want you to fill out this whole form. I said, no, I'm not going to fill it out. You've got all my details. Could you please do it? Or could you just, I'm approving for you to go and check out this fraud. The girl on the phone was amazing. It was Emirates NBD, by the way. The girl on the phone was absolutely fantastic.
You didn't have to do the form?
I don't know yet. She said, let me try to work it out.
Chris.
She said she'll get back to me.
Why can't you just follow
it's a
procedure?
Long form. It's not. I don't fill this out. It's like 2009.
It's
because you
weren't
there, pretty, because you usually do all
exactly.
this forms.
Anyway, let me move on. The money is now in dispute. It takes anywhere, I think, between like 2 weeks and 90 days or something for it to go through the claims and the money comes back on. I've got a new credit card now sent within the 30 hours. Really great service. Now you have to change your credit card on everything.
Yeah.
Deliveroo, Talabat, everything that your credit card is now, you have to go and, you know, got to go through it, which is okay.
Yeah.
The 3,700 dirhams, hopefully I'm going to get back. But again, don't know where it is. They had a look from their system. They could only see that it just said London. They couldn't see exactly where it's from. Here's the question, though. When the money goes back onto my account, it goes back onto... Because I've changed my credit card, right?
Yeah, it goes back onto
it. Onto that credit card, even though... Because there was another company that I ordered something from and they had to refund me money 2 days ago.
Mm. Because...
They're going to refund it back onto my credit card. Are they... Now that I've cancelled that credit card, I've got a new one. That money that this other company is giving me the refund on, will it go to the credit card?
Yeah, I think so. Because I was... Remember, I was hacked recently.
Mm.
So I had the same issue. Like, I was owing money on the card. Like, I was about to pay it. There was, like, so many different things. And they were like, no, don't worry. We'll handle it. I think. But I don't know about a refund.
Yeah, man. It's just hacking. People get hacked every single day. Hundreds of thousands of people get hacked every day. And they're becoming smarter. They're creating fake websites and all.
Yep.
Now, Rami, you got hacked similar to that.
Yep. Actually, we were blessed with a newborn 9 months ago and during COVID time, so no one was able to come and visit us. So people were sending gifts from Europe, from the States, from Canada. So every week we were expecting gifts. So at one point in time, in the evening, I received an SMS, which I didn't pay attention to the name because it was numbers. So I clicked on the link. It was Al Ansari Exchange expecting a delivery. And I was like, oh, cool. And from, I think, Germany or France, which I have friends there. And they spoke to me. So I didn't even think it was a bit of
a scam.
Kind of confusing or anything. So I actually, and they said, pay 22 dirhams to get it delivered.
Yeah.
And it had legit logos. It was full branding. I was like, great. And I put on my credit card, and you know when you get an OTP just to confirm the payment.
Yep.
And immediately I got an SMS saying that $1,980 US.
No.
And so it was around 7,000 dirhams. I went crazy. So I banked with HSBC. So I immediately called them, and they're like, okay, we'll file a fraud case. They reversed the money. And they told me that this amount is under investigation for 6 months. And I went on Twitter and I actually tweeted and I tagged Al Ansari Exchange. I told them the problem. They're like, and they were very supportive, by the way.
Yeah, Al Ansari are amazing. I've met the team there many times. They're amazing as well. So you got the money back, and obviously companies like Al Ansari, they're all going through this. I got hit the similar way with Airbnb. These guys are smart. They're creating websites that look like the legit website.
They fool you.
Absolutely. So they were supportive, and they were like, yeah, we're actually going to take your case, share your number, your name, your detail, Emirates ID. And they were like, we'll back you up if you want to investigate with the Dubai police. So I went to Dubai police. They're like, send us the application, send us the proof. So it's now, they reversed the money. It's in my account. Great. And I canceled my credit card, got it replaced. So I'm just waiting if it's going to, HSBC is going to tell me it's actually a fraud case. So we'll handle it. And of course, HSBC has reinsurance. So
yeah, it's definitely a fraud case. Eric, you got hacked a big amount.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. sitting in the evening after work with a couple of guys, PlayStation, that type of thing. I heard my phone beep three times, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to finish this game and, you know, check it later. Finished the game, took a look at it, and I saw three messages for 4,300-something. It just basically totaled up to 10,000 dirhams, and I was just like, wait, what? Yeah. It was from some random e-commerce website. It literally said e-commerce.something.com. Immediately called the bank. Same as you, Chris. MSNBD. Yeah. Called the bank, reported it in. Took about 60 days because this was a couple of years ago, but thankfully got my money back, and yeah, 100% fraud case.
Yeah, man, wow. That's crazy. Because now we put our credit cards into so many different things, right? And like, It's bound to happen.
Yeah,
like
it is. Yeah, you're right.
You're bound to get hacked at some stage unless you don't put your credit card in, right?
That's true.
Anu, you got done 3,000. What happened?
Yes. So it was fake. It was a lot of cards that were being recharged. This happened in the night, so we didn't even know. We got transactions of 500 each, six times. In the morning when we woke up, we saw the SMSs and we immediately blocked the card. Unfortunately, in our case, we didn't get the money. We went to the bank. The bank said the money had already gone. Mm. We went and filed the case with the police. They took down our case, but they also showed us a huge pile of cases saying this is exactly the same complaints that we've received over a period of time. And
yeah, there's millions of them globally. Millions. I was reading an article with the Emirates NBD guys where they told me that 600,000 people were fished or attacked in the pandemic alone in like 3 months.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Got to be careful.
Ali, you work in cybersecurity. What can we do to protect ourselves? What are the little things we can do?
Good morning, Chris. Okay, thank you for having me on. So again, simply what we try to keep telling people is not believe anything too good to be true. Do not share your data, confidential data. Always check that sender email. Whenever you receive an email, you will receive a full email, first name and last name. Double click on that, check the whole full email.
Yep.
Whenever it goes, and do not click any links, download any attachments. Whenever you get directed or redirected to a link, check the full link. As you said, a lot of hackers or cyber criminals, they're very good, and the technology helped them a lot to create fake websites that actually looks like the legitimate ones. So you need to watch all of this space. Do not share the one-time password, OTP. And last thing that I wanted to say is next month, it's the International Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I worked in a local bank here in the UAE. We do a lot of activities to raise the awareness, to keep our customers, our staff, the whole people, the whole community safer from these cyber criminals.
Yeah, no, all those points make sense. And again, I want to reiterate the one on the email. I get emails from Emirates Post, which is not really from Emirates Post, all the time.
Yeah.
And from Etisalat, which are both fake. And I go look at the sender, and it's always some weird address. And you know straight out. And Emirates Post is always asking me, you've got a package.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is pay 7 dirhams, and we'll get that package to you. You get it from DHL. So these guys are smart. And they're working it.
It's always that small amount to be for, so you don't even think about it. You're just like, yeah.
4 dirhams, I'll do it. I want my package. I want that package delivered. Yeah. Beware, beware. Breaking news. We're talking UK and COVID. What's happening?
That's right. So we've actually got an exclusive with Simon Penny, who's the UK Trade Commissioner for the Middle East.
So cool.
And he's been talking to ARN, and they've been talking about travel between the UAE and the UK, which is obviously of interest to a lot of people. So what they're saying is that come the 4th of October, there should be an official announcement to say that we should be able to then have quarantine-free travel between the UAE and the UK,
which is not the
case at the moment.
So, when are they expecting to announce that? The 4th of October,
around
roughly?
The 4th of October, yeah. They're just working on the details at the moment.
Residents, people living here in the UAE who are from the UK can travel to the UK. I mean, can I?
Anyone.
So UK travel, UAE to the UK, no quarantine. You've got to have a vaccine, though.
You do have to have a vaccine. So this is what they're saying now is they will be accepting the UK-approved vaccines, which are Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
So currently the UK doesn't recognise the Sinopharm vaccine.
Huh.
So if you've had Pfizer, AstraZeneca or Moderna here in the UAE and you're double jabbed, you will then be able to go into the UK and not have to quarantine or self-isolate. At the moment, you've got to do your self-isolation with PCR tests on day two.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Test
I did
release.
That. Yeah, 5 days and then test to release.
This is great. I mean, obviously, if you're from the UK, this is amazing news.
Yeah.
But even not, that opens up another country, another area
that, you can
that
go
we
to.
Can now travel to, right? I think everyone's done the Maldives about 90 times, or they've done Georgia.
Georgia's
been
yeah.
hit. I know that there's been a lot of countries that have been hit. So this is cool to be able to get back in there. So again, it's Sinopharm is not accepted at this stage.
We're
expecting more announcements, but around October 4th is when they're saying that,
yes.
that it will be lifted and that's when we can travel.
Yes, that should be the case. Cool. They're just working on the technicalities of being able to accept the UAE certification for these vaccines.
I imagine it's like going to be through an app or something like that with the NHS perhaps and the Al Hassan app. It's going to connect up maybe.
That would probably be the safest way to do it because at least that data is secure.
Someone needs a global app. Wouldn't it be cool if there was just one global app? Have they got that yet?
Do you know they are working on it? There are plans and people are working on it because you can't have 150,000 different apps with different countries because even in the US and different states you've got different apps, which is crazy,
one
isn't
global
it?
App that you everyone...
Do. Well, I'll call Mr. Zuckerberg and ask him.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook will probably be the best place to do it. Yeah. But then you'll have the conspiracy theories going, see, now they've got all our details.
Yeah.
We've put it all in one app. They're going to break us. We're going to die.
World domination.
This is what they wanted.
Yeah.
They're tracking me.
They can see me going to the supermarket.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Nadia Swan from the ARN News Centre. If you want to know more, download the ARN News Centre app.
It's so good.
Yeah, so good. Great. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Keep Appreciate you updated.
It. Awesome stuff. Great news for the UK. UK, where can we go? Name them all. UK for me is just,
London.
Yeah.
Manchester's very good. Obviously Liverpool.
Yeah, that's just England.
Right. Yeah. UK. Okay, Scotland, amazing.
Thank you.
Scotland is beautiful.
Ireland?
Ireland is, is that considered part of the UK?
I don't know. We're asking you.
Yeah, because I don't believe people from the UK really know what's in there.
It's confusing.
So because
one minute you're called Great Britain, the next minute you're called United Kingdom.
In the Olympics,
England.
Aren't you Great Britain in the Olympics?
Team GB, yeah.
So what's England?
So, okay, what did
Team
you say?
GB.
What did you say were the countries in the United Kingdom?
I'm lost.
England, correct. Scotland,
correct.
Wales,
correct. And
Northern Ireland.
Correct.
So that's the UK.
But then it says United Kingdom, country in Europe, but it's made up of four countries. I don't understand.
It's confusing, isn't it? But it's very nice there.
We can go there. We can go to Ireland. We can go to Scotland.
I think you'd love Wales. Scotland. Scotland's amazing. Edinburgh's one of the best cities ever.
Yeah, the Comedy Festival.
Dublin is amazing as well. If you want to go to Ireland, that's fantastic.
Well, we're expecting more news, but they are expecting to announce it around October 4th. UAE residents who are vaccinated can go to the UK without the quarantine.
So good.
Hopefully, we'll get there in Australia by
2027.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Your Monday on the Chris Fade Show. What started off with a bleeding nose and a very sore back has ended pretty much the same way. I've still got a sore back. And
exactly
Rossi,
the same.
Your nose is still dripping there
a little bit,
yeah. Yeah, you're right. Get that looked at, mate. Stop picking it, though.
I know.
All right. Listen, we're back to Mario Pop Quiz. Obviously, back at 7:10. Plus, we may have a guest come in who they are calling the voice of Dubai.
Ooh.
Okay, so
we'll
find out who that is on the show next, all right?
Yep.
That's tomorrow. All good?
All good.
Anything else to add to the show?
I just hope everyone feels better.
Hopefully tomorrow will be a healthier day for all of us. Yes. Have a great morning from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.